Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's me, Michael Davis. I haven't done one of these in a while. You know how long it's been? We've seen a Super Bowl. Yeah, that was a month ago. So obviously I'm going to talk that, and, you know, depending how much time I have, I'm going to talk about other topics as well. But I really want to get to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to go on too long about it. Oh, by the way, I have the NC State and Syracuse game on CBS. It just ended. Raheem Crispin's Syracuse career is over now. Obviously, Syracuse had the self-imposed punishment of not going to the postseason. But then the NCAA hammered down on Jim Boeheim and the program with scholarship losses, and Boeheim's been suspended 9 conference games next year. So, you know, but this Super Bowl, if you guys didn't hear by now, the Patriots beat the Seahawks 28-24 in Arizona. And actually, my aunt and uncle went to the game with their son and daughter, and I actually got me a T-shirt. Very much appreciative of that. So this game was, you know, pretty dead to rights once Wilson found Baldwin for that touchdown pass, you know, the 24-24. And, by the way, Richard Sherman was not taunting Darrell Revis after that. He was just doing the score. That was something the media overhyped. But it was 24-14 at the end of the third. Everyone would believe that the Seahawks would go on to win, even I did. But somehow, some way, Madden, of all people, predicted the game right. A go-ahead touchdown pass from Tom Brady to Julian Edelman. And they won 28-24 in the go-ahead touchdown. You know, and these two teams were really, really different. I mean, there were good defenses. Seattle's defense was so much better with Bobby Wagner and K.J. Wright at the linebacker position. But, you know, the Patriots had Darrell Revis, and they had Devin McCourty, you know, Vince Wilford in the middle. And Seattle obviously had the Legion of Boom with Chancellor, Thomas, Sherman, and Maxwell. Actually, did Maxwell even play? I just see Jeremy Lane's stat. Which he obviously got hurt. Yes, Maxwell did play. He had 5 tackles. But, you know, there were two different teams on offense. You know, one threw the ball 50 times. That was Tom Brady. And one only threw it 21 times. You know, nearly 60% less, you know, and Brady had a good game, and you know what, so did Russell Wilson. You know, most aren't, you know, blaming Russell Wilson for leading the receiver on at that goal line play, but I think Russell Wilson made a good decision, not the best play, obviously. You know, he didn't really have a bad game. You know, if you look at the QBR and you look at the passer rating, Russell Wilson had a better game than Tom Brady. You know, that's why I say that defense wins championships. It's nothing on the offense. You guys understand that, right? We have seen Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer win a Super Bowl. You know who they were quarterbacking? The Buccaneers defense and the Ravens defense. So, you know, the Warren Sapp and the Ray Lewis. It's defense, guys, and I don't know how long it will take you to realize that. Again, it wasn't anything on offense, you know. Seattle ran the ball more. Seattle ran 24 times just with Marshawn Lynch. And had 102 rushing yards, a touchdown even. And the Patriots, they only ran the ball 21 times combined, and two of those were Brady. And, you know, 57 yards, no touchdowns. And the longest run was actually by LeGarrette Blount for 9 yards. And Russell Wilson and Robert Turbin both had nearly 20 yards rushing on their longest play. So, and Chris Matthews. You know, I actually heard someone say that, you know, Chris Matthews may have a good year next year. I'm not saying he won't, okay? But it was obvious why, you know, it was obvious why he had that big game in the Super Bowl. First of all, you had no idea who Chris Matthews was. The Patriots had no idea who Chris Matthews was. Okay, they were like, who suited up? Did I just pull someone out? Maybe we should, you know, get him into the NFL Combine. That's how basically it was. You know, and Chris Matthews, I'm not saying he won't have a great year next year. But, you know, let's wait until he gets, you know, covered to like Dez or Megatron or Brandon Marshall or A.J. Green until we start saying, oh, this kid's special. Because he's not. When it comes down to it, the Patriots won the Super Bowl. And the Seahawks lost it. That's what it was. You know, Marshawn Lynch had 20%, you know, success rate down at the goal line when running. 20% success rate. But if you give him 3 downs, you know, I'm confident that he'll find a way in that moment to get in. And also, Kentucky and Florida is on my TV right now. I'm just starting on CBS. Don't turn off the podcast, by the way. And Kentucky's going for a perfect season. And this is a perfect segue into Duke and North Carolina tonight. You know, I'm not going to spend more than just a few minutes on this game. But Duke ranked number 3 and is almost going to get a number 1 seed. And North Carolina's vying for a number 4 seed right now. That's a good scenario for North Carolina right now. They're ranked 19th right now. So, you know, by the end of this, they could be a 6 seed, in all honesty. Or how great would it be if North Carolina was down to a 7th seed and was in the same region as the number 1 Duke Blue Devils? You know, we could see a round 32 matchup between Duke and Carolina. You know how great that would be for basketball? Oh, man. I remember a March Madness bracket. You know, it was the first one I ever filled out. I was like 4th grade. And I literally put Duke and North Carolina in the finals. I really did. So, hey. You know, anything's possible, right? just not Duke and Carolina that year. I'm also obviously a Duke fan wearing the Duke t-shirt right now, so I'm hoping they win. I think North Carolina has a shot, you know. Normally, you know, there will be a few years where one team sweeps the other. But come on, it's Duke and North Carolina. You can't predict this game. You know, I didn't predict this game would go to overtime last time. I thought Duke would win by double digits. Honestly, I mean, I thought it'd be a good game, but I thought they went by double digits with, you know, late free throws and stuff. Except Jahlil Okafor can't make a free throw. North Carolina's best bet is to put Okafor on the line if they have any chance to win it. Each time he gets the ball, I don't care if he puts you in the bench, slap his wrist down and, you know, put him in the free throw line. The guy can't make free throws to save his life. Um, So the good thing about this podcast and, you know, the fact that it is mine, I can obviously talk about whatever I want. And came to me, I was just sitting down eating lunch, probably cereal even, and I turned it on Outside the Lines on ESPN and saw they were talking about a Mets player, Daniel Murphy, and what he had to say. He was asked if he would accept a gay teammate, and, you know, it seems like that question comes up each time whether you have a gay teammate or not, you know, because it seems like there's one in every sport now, whether they're out in the open or not. And obviously the correct political answer is to say, yes, I'll accept him with open arms. I love him. You know, I don't judge. I don't judge. I hate that word, judge. I mean, honestly, sometimes it's misused. But Daniel Murphy said, yeah, I'd accept the teammate. I'm not the general manager. And, you know, he just politely said he doesn't agree with that player's choices. And, you know, that obviously sparked a debate where, you know, Twitter and Facebook, social media overall, talked about it. Everyone knows, or at least I believe everyone knows, depending on how well you know me. Tongue twister there. Try out sometime. How I feel about the idea of gay marriage in North Carolina. They've already legalized it, despite the majority voting against it, but just one judge decided, hey, they should be allowed, and that was that. Oh, and that word judge again. I didn't catch that first. Oh my gosh, Kentucky is so great. Anyways. But I didn't see anything wrong with what Daniel Murphy said. I honestly didn't. I mean, he says, yes, I'd accept him. I mean, he's a teammate. We're trying to win. But he just doesn't care about lifestyle. You know, what's wrong with that? Please tell me what's wrong with it. You can call in, you know, 347-989-0920 if you wish, but or you can talk to me on Twitter or Facebook. But what's wrong with him, you know, disagreeing with it? You know, it seems like, yes, you have a free right to your opinion as long as it doesn't contradict mine. You know, I argue about a lot of stuff, especially sports. I mean, if I don't think your opinion is very well thought out, then yeah, I will argue you. I will argue you till my last breath. And a lot of people, you know, misconceive that, you know. I got into it and on Facebook. And I'm going to try, if this will load, to bring up the conversation I had with a good friend of mine, Mr. Wiley. And it was on Facebook. And hopefully coming up. And, you know, to basically run you through, he's straight, but his college roommate was gay, and he was afraid of, you know, coming out. And for the record, I have had and still have, you know, friends who are homosexual, who like the same gender. I was just like, you know, it's Murphy's opinion. It's also my opinion. And everyone knows I'm a Christian, and the Bible says, you know, to abstain from all sexual immorality. And the Bible also clearly, absolutely clearly states that it's it's a sin to have gay relationships. Now, a lot of people say they are born that way, and, you know, I'm not gay or have ever had any, you know, thing, any of that, but I kind of look at it, and don't take my words out of context, please. But I kind of look at it as like, they can't choose who they love. Well, I love the Dallas Cowboys. I love the Miami Heat. I love the Duke Blue Devils. I just love them. And you can also choose to hate a person. You know, think about it. If someone does something bad, you know, and you may not even know them. It may be like Johar Cernia. And you're like, I hate what he did. And you just make up your mind right there, you know. Or you could say, he made a mistake, you know, let's pray for him, love him, you know. I mean, obviously, it'd be hard, you know, to that extent of what we look at it as. And this status isn't coming up. Facebook's useless. But anyways, we talked about it, and, you know, he was like, well, if you've done this, you've sinned. If you've done this, you've sinned. If you've done this, you've sinned. I'm not saying I haven't, because everybody knows I have. You know, and you have to. But, I mean, it's all about Christ died on the cross, and that doesn't mean that we can take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? Our actions will justify if we actually believe in Christ and what he was trying to accomplish. If we, like, flat out intentionally sin and disregard the Bible, and, you know, and we'll fall short of expectations, obviously. And I do. I'm not condemning anyone in any way or judging. But, you know, marriage is a commitment. You know, if you're going to marry into a homosexual relationship, you know, you're not fixing it. You're not striving to. Oh, my goodness, I just cut off my laptop without realizing I had to, you know, still work on the Blog Talk Radio site. And you just heard my computer come back up. But, yeah, we obviously have to strive to be better. And if you're not striving to be better, then what are you really doing, you know? Again, it's my podcast, so I kind of felt free and obligated to, you know, speak about that issue. But, yeah, anyone, you know, saying, you know, bashing Murphy for his beliefs and his opinion, or me, you know, is wrong when they look in the mirror and say, you know, you shouldn't judge me or diminish me for my opinions or beliefs. You know, I'm not. So, anyways, to the NBA. Obviously, in the last little while, Atlanta Hawks have really clinched, you know, a playoff spot. Then again, it is the East, and, you know, the number two Chicago Bulls are down by 11 games. And, you know, the 8th seed Indiana Pacers are down by 22 games. You're when you're 49-12, you're not going to lose out on your spot in playoff in that conference. Well, but, you know, Golden State may take, 55 games. It may take 55. They're at 48-12 right now, and they see is the Thunder 15 games back at 34-28. I always joked that it was back in like January where the 76ers went out and the Hawks lose out, and 76ers make the playoff, win the whole thing. That's not happening. Again, it was a joke. Much like the 76ers season. This year, last year, the year before, you get the drift. Or the gist. But I really want to talk about this playoff race in the East. Obviously, there's Atlanta at the top, Chicago, depleted, hoping to get Rose back for the playoffs. Toronto is just awful right now. I mean, they're the third seed, and they're holding on by thread. They could be vying for the number two seed, but yet, they're 3-7 in their last 10 games, and they're losing games they should win. I mean, yeah, they've had the Warriors and stuff, but come on. Come on, show some fight. Especially when you have Cleveland, who's somehow number four, on their coattails. Many believe they would be worse. Many believe they would be better. And, by the end of it, Cleveland could be the number two seed. Or even, this is a, Cleveland's down 11.5 games, but they could even take over the number one seed. And that is scary. If they take the number one seed, they're gone to the finals, which they'll lose to a Western Conference team. Four seed, someone else has a shot in the East. And I really think you should consider Atlanta. Toronto won't. Washington won't. John Wall, his peak was in Kentucky. And he's got nobody else there except maybe Marcin Gortat. Bradley Beal, I don't know what's going on with him. Paul Pierce is just there for veteran leadership. Let's see. Okay. So. And Milwaukee, actually, Milwaukee's 5 games ahead, and they were like 7.5, just a while bit ago. The Bucks have dropped their last 4. They are 4-6 in their last 10 games. Oh, and by the way, the Wizards are 3-7. But the Bucks, I called this when, at the All-Star break. And even more so when they traded away Brand Knight, who was, keeping this team together. I mean, they lost Jabari Parker. They lost Larry Sanders just because he didn't want to be a part of the team anymore. Depression issues, if you buy into that. But you had the Bucks, and you had the Bucks buying for 5th, 6th seed, and now they're 5 games in danger of being out of the playoffs. Now, actually, I really think this is going to get interesting. Indiana and Charlotte are hot. They are. They have just went into the playoffs, bumping out Brooklyn and Miami. And, if the season ended today, Charlotte would be the 7th seed and Indiana the 8th. Who saw that coming? I actually saw at the very, very beginning of the season Charlotte in it. For the record, I didn't see Atlanta in the playoffs at all. I mean, how bad was I with that? And Charlotte has picked it up, and so has Indiana. And Indiana actually may get Paul George back after a gruesome Kevin Hart, Kevin Ware. They're about the same size, though. Man, terrible. but if they get Paul George back, you know, they can actually win a playoff series, depending on the matchup. I think if they match up with Cleveland or Toronto, you know, Toronto would obviously have to make up for their mistakes and get into the number two seed. And Chicago, Toronto, and Cleveland all have a chance for that. Or, you know, beating Cleveland. Say Washington, but I don't think Indiana's going to get Washington, if you know what I mean. Because Washington basically, unless a team like Toronto, you know, tank or, you know, that's the only way. That's the only way Washington won't be a 50 is if Toronto just blows away and, you know, goes off to oblivion. But actually, I'm really thinking that the Bucks lose a lot of games and, you know, eventually land a spot or two out of the playoffs and they miss out on the postseason, which isn't bad. You need that lottery pick. You need that lottery pick. I don't think past, you know, the top 10 picks is anything good, but you may find something there. Or you can trade up. Or you can, you know, it's the NBA. After players pick, you can say, hey, what do you want for that guy? And there's actually, I don't even think it will happen. I didn't consider at the beginning of the year that Jahlil Okafor may stay in Duke for sophomore year. I don't see it happening. It's very rare when you see, you know, players missing out when they're, like, guaranteed a, you know, top three pick. James Michael McAdoo did it. Harrison Barnes did it. And, you know, if you're going in the NFL, I believe Matt Barkley did it. So there's no telling right there. But I think, you know, I think Charlotte, I've never bet on Charlotte, but, you know, I have to stick to my, you know, preseason predictions and say Charlotte makes it, you know, as a sixth or seventh. And Indiana will make it, obviously. They're hot. I have no idea what happened. Maybe the inspiration of, you know, Paul George coming back is, you know, lighting a fire under their butts. And, you know, I don't know if this will happen, but I think Miami gets in as an eighth seed. You know, or they can go in seventh or sixth. But, you know, with Whiteside and Dragic, Wade, things, you know, even though they don't have Bosh, you want to see them in the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying the referees will help them with that, but... And I have filled up a 30-minute podcast. That was pretty good. I was at rusty at point, but thank you for listening. Hopefully I get back on here soon. I love you guys. I love your support and appreciation. And I will see you next time. You can find me on Facebook or Twitter at DreamerDavis12 or my ask. Or I'm around at the Wrestling Click, the WC. Thank you for listening and enjoy your weekend.